The Lord made a covenant with Old Testament Israel. It was not for their self-glorification, as they seem to have believed. They were not God's chosen in some sense which gives them the right to lord it over their fellow man. The Lord God omnipotent using them to illustrate matters that would be of tremendous concern to the writers of the New Testament, fulfillments of the ancient messianic prophecies. The various buildings, instruments, rites, and rituals all being symbolic. Symbols of Messiah and the messianic office. As an example, they have a temple built of stone, but it is symbolic of the real temple, which is made without hands. They have a high priest, as do we in Messiah. They have a concept of a chosen people called out of Egypt, this being merely a type or symbol of those who are called out of this wicked world. They celebrate sacrificial shedding of blood, the symbol or type of our blessed Lord hanging on the tree as our Heavenly Father poured out His wrath upon Him. A people removed out of servitude to Egypt as the symbol or type of those who will be purchased by the blood of Messiah from their hellish overlord and master, Satan. The concept of the scapegoat, causing us to think about the concept of the imputation or crediting of sin, which later will give rise to our understanding of the concept of imputation or crediting of righteousness. Just as the goat did nothing to merit the sin, so our Lord did nothing to merit the wrath. As the brazen serpent was raised up in the wilderness, such that those who looked upon it were healed from the poison of the fiery asps, so those looking upon Christ crucified will have their sins removed by looking upon Him with the eyes of belief. These being just a few examples. The Old Testament promises were predicated upon obedience, of which there was always very little, and of what little there was, mainly half-hearted. A stubborn and rebellious people, more interested in the leeks and onions of Egypt than their own souls and eternal state. Is it really so different now? Are we really all that different when put to the test? The Old Covenant was highly conditional and was broken repeatedly until the people were driven from the land on two different occasions. And finally, after the death of Messiah, at the hands of these very same persons, they were driven from the land entirely as those who are simply unable to keep their word, no matter what the consequences, and no matter how numerous the warnings. Yet, those who pretend to be the lineal descendants, highly improbable, claim that this land is still theirs to possess because God gave it to them. Of course, for this, they are willfully ignorant of their own scriptures, and they are willfully forgetful of Jeremiah's prophecy of a new covenant. That's right, the new covenant is prophesied in the Old Testament writings, such that after 2,000 years of fulfillment of those promises, these moderns pretend that such is not the case, in spite of all the centuries of evidence to the contrary. And now we have huge megabucks organizations run by modern Judaizers joining in this most unfortunate delusion, acting as enablers while pretending to be Christians, claiming that the Old Testament dispensation continues right on unabated, with the so-called church age being nothing more than a parenthesis, almost as if some sort of afterthought. The prophets are claimed to having known little or nothing of this age, when in fact it is central to their prophecies, and is in fact the very culmination of them. So that now we are told to watch for signs and wonders and to interpret portents as if we are some ancient Babylonian readers of entrails, as we wait for a catching away into secret chambers, exactly as Jesus told would not be happening. We being specifically commanded to not believe it, should they tell you that it is so. Such that now the sophistry of man replaces the leading and promptings of the Holy Spirit, our heart of stone having been replaced with a heart of flesh, just as Jeremiah prophesied, not needing to be told what is right and wrong, just as Jeremiah prophesied. Just as has always been, one group obedient and the other disobedient. One group believing while the other is disbelieving. While having learned how to feign belief and brotherly love, one looking to spiritual matters while the other is carnal as carnal can be or get. Has anything really changed? Or wouldn't it be fair to say that continuity is the order of the day? Not really old and new, but prophesied and fulfilled. Not really Jew and Gentile, but believing and unbelieving. Faithful and unfaithful. Obedient and disobedient. Unreality and ultimate reality.